football on off the ball.
Mulroney's been nowhere near it. You just look at some of his interviews. He's talking about, I'm starting to catch fire now, I'm starting to feel good again. You're going, it's July, like, what?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I'm sure to be joined by an All-Ireland winner from just a couple of days ago, Niamh Heatherton. How are things?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant to hear. What have the last couple of days been like?
Oh, they've been brilliant. They've been actually very special. We've had a great few days together and we really enjoyed ourselves.
Of course you have. Like, that's the kind of, you can tell with your group, some of the things that were going on this year, maybe bouncing back from last year's defeat to Galway. There was a lot that went into this All-Ireland, a new management team as well, some legends coming back. It was a sweet one.
Yeah, it definitely was. We were really hurt after last year. And I think we were dealt a few blows this year as well. I don't think we had all of our members of the panel fit at the same time this year as well. So, yeah, it was extra special to get over the line on Sunday.
Yeah, your captain in particular was injured for quite a bit of the season or was battling her way back in. You took up a lot of the heavy burden on your shoulders in terms of scoring over the season.
I'm only on the end of it.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah. It's been great to be there, part of it. Like, it's brilliant.
It was your fifth All-Ireland final at the weekend. It's four now. That's a pretty good record. You've got to be happy with that. How has your own game changed over the last couple of seasons? Because I know your role in the squad will have evolved as well.
I suppose the more experience you're getting, the more of a leader you come in the group. We've got a good few new girls in, younger players. They told me yesterday that I'm no longer young on the team, which is...
That's not true. You're 24.
Yeah. Well, the girls told me yesterday. But it really has, yeah, just... found my voice a little bit, I think, and just kind of my experience is probably what's been changing my role.
What's the best moment of the celebrations, or the best day of the celebrations? Is it Sunday, the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday?
I think this year, because we had a lot of organised things on, I think yesterday when we actually sat down, just the girls, and we were just having the laughs about the last few days, I think yesterday was good crack, yeah.
That's class. We sometimes get a glimpse, and I think it's a good thing that we don't see many Instagram stories from celebrations of GA teams. I think the less the better, but we always get a glimpse of a cracking sing song with the Dubs, whether it be the men's or the women's footballers. How do you always have that? Is it just the amount of great singers in the capital?
I would say we only have one good singer, Anna. Hannah McGuinness gave us an absolutely brilliant sing-song the other day, and I think she was kind of a bit forced into it, but no, she was brilliant, and sure, everybody just joins in then, but yeah, no, it was great crack.
That's class. The Heatherton story has kind of caught the limelight a little bit over the last couple of months. John had a good summer too?
Yeah, I was slagging him at the start of the year saying he was mad to go back, but yeah, no, to be fair, yeah, he had a great year.
It probably wasn't expected. Okay, the result against Limerick in one sense, but even his impact on the year coming back, did you expect him to play that role coming back in?
I didn't expect him to play. No, only wrestling. But, you know, to be fair, he's had great years with the club anyway, the last few years. But, yeah, no, I was delighted for him to get a chance with Dubs.
What's that dynamic like between the two of you at home? Like, there must be that bit of sibling rivalry as well as competitive in a good way, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of slagging. After every game, you wouldn't want to have your feelings with it, but yeah, no, it's good crack. But we're brother and sister at the end of the day. That's what we're meant to do. We're meant to slag each other.
Absolutely. You would have played a lot of camogie as well growing up. I know you probably made a decision, or you had a decision to make at a certain stage. What's he like as a footballer?
He's not very good as a footballer. He tried his hand at it last year, but it didn't go too well.
Yeah. The playing with different clubs, I know it's something that's talked about a bit, but I actually think the genesis of the story is brilliant. Just how, I suppose, obsessed and, you know, we're here at the launch of the Beco Club Champion, how interested and involved your parents were in their own clubs, that they refused to bow down. They refused to be moving to one side of the city to the other. Like, can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because your mum and your dad have a huge heritage in Dublin, hurling.
Yeah, they really do. They're both so heavily involved all the way up through our childhoods and still are involved. But yeah, you would say that they're probably a little bit too stubborn. They wouldn't give each other the upper hand. But yeah, no, it's a funny story, but it's been told a million times now. But yeah, no, Mam took John and then Dad took the next two boys.
Okay, so your mum Patsy is John and Vincent's?
Yeah, Mam is John and Vincent's, and then Dad had Kevin and Alan. in Crave, and then myself and my sister played with Vincent's for Camogie as well. And then obviously I played for Clontarf. I started in Crave and then went to Clontarf.
Okay. That's cool.
It's funny. It's unusual.
What's your favourite colour?
Blue.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Where is women's football at the minute in the country? Because I think we had the record-breaking numbers in All-Ireland finals over the last couple of years. We've seen various different rivalries break out. We've seen a big talent drain too over the last couple of seasons as well. Where do you feel the game is at in the midst of playing? I think your debut was in 2019, so you've seen a lot of change in the game.
I think the standard of it has definitely gone up. Probably in 2019, there was probably only about four teams that could probably compete for it. I think now it could be anybody's championship, which is brilliant. It's great to see that, like, nobody can take anybody for granted. Everybody's equally as a equal chance of winning it, which is great for the game.
The All-Ireland final against Meath, you got this wonderful start. And look, finals don't always go the way you want them to or expect them to. But I think we're after seeing two brilliant back-to-back performances in terms of Kerry, the manner in which they, I suppose, executed their game plan. Even Tipperary, I would say, they'd have been pretty happy. Even though they were six down at half-time to Cork, they'd have been pretty happy with their game plan and then that brilliant second half. But yourselves against Meath, you rattled into them from the start. It was a brilliant start.
Yeah, it was one of our targets, was to get a quick start. And I think we've been going after it all year, but it hasn't worked out for us that way. But yeah, no, it was unbelievable. It was exactly what we needed. And I think we just kicked on from there.
When you say kick on, when it does happen, is there like something that occurs amongst the team, or is there a look, or can you just sense it?
Yeah, I would say you can probably just sense it on the pitch. Everybody kind of brings their shoulders back and you just kind of play the game, and it's brilliant, yeah.
A couple of the legends of your team have definitely decided in the aftermath that they were stepping away. Now, I don't know, is it a bit like Jack O'Connor or Kerry, and he said he was going and we don't know, is he going to fully go? Have they fully doubled down on it yet? But you have some unbelievable characters in that dressing room in Dublin. Who stands out to you when you think of that team?
Oh, it's hard to look past our leaders like Leah Caffrey, Carla Rowe. They lead from the front, and the work rate that they put in behind the scenes as well is unbelievable. And obviously Hannah gets a lot of credit as well, as equally deserved. And I think Orla Nolan really stepped up. Like, she's only back since the quarter final, and she gets man of the match in the All Ireland final. Like,
what are players like Carla and Leah and Hannah bringing to the table? I know they're all very different backgrounds and very different roles maybe in the team, but what do you see they bring?
They just bring, I don't know, unbelievable like experiences, but also like they put their actions into, or their words into actions. Like, they lead by example, and I think that's unbelievable for me as a player coming in. Having them there for my whole career is brilliant.
Yeah, Mick Bohan is obviously such a huge influence on this side and the way Dublin football has evolved over the last couple of years. Did you know it was going to click with the two lads and they came in straight away? Is there a teething process?
They've been involved with us the last few years, so I think like it was kind of a smooth transition. They've been great this year as well. Like, the work that they have put in is great. And yeah, no, we were delighted that when they were announced.
The aftermath of the Galway game last year, like, that stung. Is there a moment that you look back on that you go, okay, this is where we got the ball rolling again, or this is where it clicked, or is there a training session, is there something where you were like...
I don't think there was one moment. I think when we were training back before Christmas and there was 12 of us in the gym, we probably didn't think that we'd be here today. But I think it's just a testament to the work the lads have put in, and like they completely changed the year around. We lost our first few league games. Probably wasn't looking too good for us, but yeah, I think it all came together in the right time.
We were chatting because of the launch of the Beko Club Champion, and they're looking for submissions and nominations for people who you think represent your club best and the best volunteers in and around the association. You can go to the Leinster GAA website to do that, and some brilliant prizes. Anyone stand out to you from your career or across the various clubs that the Heatherdens are involved with?
Yeah, I would definitely say Anna Manny in Clontarf. The work she puts in for ladies football and men's football in the club is second to none, and she's probably deserves it.
Okay. You'll be adding that nomination into Leinster GAA. Niamh Heatherden, congratulations on another All-Ireland title. You were brilliant this year. It was great to see you, and best of luck with the club campaign with Clontarf and with...
Who else?
Undecided yet.
Thanks, Niamh.
Thank you.